How'd you do? This is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
C'est un endroit confortable pour toi pour faire cette interview en fait ici.
Well, for me, working very closely with the Royal Society for the Protection of Architects, it's a very clear issue. You know.
C'est confortable par terre.
Le meilleur souvenir d'une conversation que tu as eue avec un chien.
Ah oui. C'est un chien qui m'a surprise parce que j'étais assis sous une dune et il était très grand. Je sais pas le nom de sa race.
Yes, when the machine is running, it's very, very noisy. The dogs are inside the cubicle, so they don't hear any of this noise. Hang on. I mean, what the dog is experiencing here, what we're hearing coming through, is things the dogs have heard.
Here we are.
So this is what, and this isn't always the dog's thoughts. The dog won't consciously feel this, but what you're hearing is maybe the noise of humans that they've heard.
To describe the methods and results from a study of dogs'
response
to the built-in environment.
Donc les creux et les bosses, c'est ça qui est occupé de faire en fait. L'explorer l'architecture des dunes. Donc ça c'est le premier chien que j'ai rencontré. M'a éveillé à ma profession. Voilà.
Si tu pouvais refaire le son en fait de cette conversation,
Bon, au départ c'était des regards. Et puis c'était des aboiements heureux et amicaux et ludiques. Et puis ensuite, on est donc rentré dans une conversation télépathique qui nous a tous les deux surpris d'ailleurs. Et donc, c'était une conversation assez sérieuse où il m'a emmené autour des dunes. Et on a eu beaucoup de fou rire.
Feel free to leave us any feedback.
Not to put too fine a point on it, cats don't make very good architects at all. They.
Conversation, c'est en voix humaine la meilleure reproduction de notre conversation. C'était une conversation joyeuse.
Alors, tu dis qu'il y avait quelque chose par rapport à l'expertise des chiens et l'architecture. En quoi ça bénéficie aux humains autour ça. De la capacité à ressentir les creux et les bosses.
Oui, on s'est rendu compte que chaque forme avait une capacité d'une à une odeur particulière. Donc nous, humains, on voyage.
They are very systematic thinkers, and I think that architecture does need a freer hand. So that's why, I mean, for me, when I'm designing a building, I will always make sure I've got a bag of bones.
Pour un chien, c'est ce qui est le plus important. On construit le forme, créer des sens de l'espace en tant que chien pour les êtres humains, puisque ce sont les experts, les chiens. De la dimension de l'odorat. Voilà, c'est ça.
Oui, c'est cette donnée en fait que je crois que l'odorat du chien est quelque chose comme 1000 fois plus développé que l'odorat humain. J'ai, je crois avoir entendu cette donnée. Vous confirmez ?
Oui, je confirme. C'est pas seulement.
And so you think that's based on false information?
If you put them in, if you put a dog in a very beautiful environment, it's going to come up with best building in the end of the day. Hang on, all right, we've got some. Actually, there's some thoughts coming through right now. This is actually the dog's processing right now.
That's absolutely fascinating. That good heavens. And that, have you just discovered that? That is... Dr. Merkel, I can't thank you enough for...
Donc depuis, on a des portes.
Oui, oui, c'est tout, en fait toute une gamme différente et on a des développé des applications informatiques qui permettent avec aussi un sens tactile où les chiens peuvent appuyer sur des boutons plutôt qu'un autre et fait faire une sélection entre les différentes sonorités qu'ils préfèrent suivant le nombre du jour. Et donc on a des espèces de chiens orchestres qui en fonction de l'humeur du jour, du moment, vont jouer un petit
Here we are, and I'm very pleased to introduce the special guest that's flown all the way from a long way away to be here to describe the methods and results from a study of dogs' response to the built-in environment. Dr. Merkel, very, very pleased to hear you in very good form. Yes, and you had a good flight over here?
Yeah.
During the experiments that took place, could you tell me the nature of the test that discovered the phenomenon of exactly what was discovered? That really is extraordinary, and you discovered that? What was... What was your role in the experiment? As many as that. So there were, in fact, 100 and no, not as less than that. So. How long did it actually take to prove the... And your involvement with this whole... Really? That is fascinating. Good heavens. No. And then what happened? There has been a lot of... controversy caused by this whole experiment, and particularly the counterposition, which has been raised by the Cats Protection and Information Society. What would be your comment on that? And so you think that's based on false information? Really? Well, that's absolutely fascinating. That good heavens. And that, have you just discovered that? That is... Dr. Merkel, I can't thank you enough for...
Thank you.
I wish you a wonderful trip back and...
Maybe home.
Thank you. Fascinating. That's one of the most extraordinary interviews I've ever done in my life. And thank you, Dr. Michael.
Joining us live at the Royal Society of Canine Architects at a very special event, the College's annual Black Collar Dinner and Award Ceremony. This prestigious assembly has just been asked to sit down, and the College's Dean, Deanie Dean Dean, is about to present the Lifetime Achievers Award to Senge the Mountain Lion, the little Shih Tzu with big ideas. 2012 Mongrel of the Year, five-time Golden Lamppost for Civic Architecture winner, the designer of the new Battersea Dogs Home and the engineer behind the new Parliament Building. Here's Senge being welcomed to the stage.
Me working very closely with the Royal Society for the Protection of Architects, it's a very clear issue. You know, not to put too fine a point on it, cats don't make very good architects at all. They are very systematic thinkers, and I think that architecture does need a freer hand. So that's why, I mean, for me, when I'm designing a building, I will always make sure I've got a bag of bones.
And a few words from the master himself.
Sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, it will protect him by building a good solid home.
Yes, when the machine is running, it's very, very noisy. The dogs are inside the cubicle, so they don't hear any of this noise. Hang on. I mean, what the dog is experiencing here, what we're hearing coming through, is things the dogs have heard. So this is what, and this isn't always the dog's thought. The dogs won't consciously feel this. But what you're hearing is maybe the noises of humans that they've heard, things they've experienced, you know, and that's part of their creativity, really. Dogs actually, they're kind of conduits for, like, actually there's some thoughts coming through right now. This is actually the dogs processing right now.
I'm here now before you all because I believed in a dream. I looked up from the pavement and saw possibilities. Now we work together towards a shared dream. A world in which puppy and child, man, woman and dog live together in structures of peace and harmony. I'd like to thank my wives and my puppies.
Up.
je pense que les chiens se sont transformés. Et au départ, ils avaient un peu un intellect avec beaucoup de préconceptions et de préjudices. Et finalement, le fait de créer cette architecture en spirale, ils ont perdu beaucoup de leur manque de flexibilité. Et donc, depuis, nos experts chiens sont devenus beaucoup plus... oui, ils ont vraiment changé, voilà. Quelle sorte de personnalité ont les chiens que vous choisissez ?
C'est plutôt la question de savoir s'ils aiment les croquettes ou pas.
Ah oui.
Ouais.
Ça se réduit à ça.
En fait, disons que, en fait, on s'est aperçu que le rapport, en fait, avec que plus les chiens aimaient les croquettes, plus ils étaient assez, finalement, un manque d'imagination architecturale.
During the experiments that took place, could you tell me the nature of the test that discovered the phenomenon of exactly what was discovered? That really is extraordinary, and you discovered that? What was your role in the experiment?
We like to provide our hard-working dogs who make a great contribution to society with a little relaxation. Let me take you around and show you our facilities.
Here we have many spaces where you can feel at peace, reaching a happy equilibrium in our stretch and fetch area. Need a follicle massage? A bit of root stimulation? A place for dog and human bonding.
Et est-ce qu'il y a des chiens, des races particulières qui ont plus d'imagination architecturale ?
Eh bien, disons que le pitbull est assez borné, mais malgré tout, il y a un côté explosif, bondissant, qui permet en fait... un développement communautaire qui se retrouve illustré de manière, comment dirais-je, très vivante dans les réalisations que nous avons réussi à accomplir en partenariat.
Ah, c'est intéressant.
The one with the waggly tail. How did that doggy build a window? I do hope that window's for sale.
I read in the paper there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. The dogs have installed a high security system to scare them away with 5,000 volts.
Ah!
there has been a lot of controversy caused by this whole experiment, and particularly the counterposition, which has been raised by the Cats Protection and Information Society. What would be your comment on that? And so you think that's based on false information?
Lick your colleague's face. Break those boundaries, forming a sense of equality and respect. There's no judgment in the dog relaxation area. And when you reach the end of your rest, did you have a good time? Do you want to mark this as a place that is important in your daily life, in your busy schedule? Feel free to leave us any feedback.
Et est-ce que j'ai entendu parler de l'utilisation de l'expertise canine pour des espaces relaxants. Donc vous avez travaillé, si j'ai bien compris, avec des créations d'espaces où les chiens se sentent particulièrement relax eux-mêmes, ce qui implique que les humains font l'expérience d'une expérience beaucoup plus profonde encore dans ces espaces que les chiens eux-mêmes. C'est correct?
Oui, et que ça est absolument. Et en fait, est-ce que vous, par rapport à cette expérience, il y a quelque chose en particulier que vous voudriez comprendre mieux?
Oui, au niveau. Bon, je sais que les chiens sont très. Très sensible au son, est-ce que vous avez travaillé là-dessus?
Alors, dans la capacité en fait que le développement de l'ouïe du chien, en quoi ça peut contribuer à l'amélioration de la qualité de vie commune, en partenariat donc, entre le chien et l'être humain, on s'est effectivement rendu compte que la subtilité de l'ouïe canine permettait d'identifier des environnements sonores dont l'humain n'est pas conscient, mais qui malgré tout affectent en fait son bien-être.
Our territories, your territory. 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 Our territories, your territory.
How did that doggy build a window? The one with the waggly tail.
Our territories, your territory. Our territories, your territory. Our territories, your territory. Our territories, your territory.
I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. I just want a meaningful engagement between the natural world and the built environment.
Our territories, your territory. 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 Our territories, your territory.
Et comment est-ce que vous créez vos espaces à partir de ça?
Eh bien, en fait, la détection canine permet d'anticiper la qualité de bien-être dont l'humain va pouvoir bénéficier.
Et vous créez aussi des espaces sonores ou seulement des espaces architecturaux matériels?
C'est une combination en fait de tout, c'est-à-dire qu'on s'aperçoit que l'espace architectural a aussi des qualités acoustiques.
I wish you a wonderful trip back and thank you.
Yes, when the machine is running, it's very, very noisy. The dogs are inside the cubicle, so they don't hear any of this noise. Hang on. I mean, what the dog is experiencing here, what we're hearing coming through, is things the dogs have heard. So this is what, and this isn't always the dog's thoughts. The dogs won't consciously feel this, but what you're hearing is maybe the noises of humans that they've heard. Things they've experienced, you know, and that's part of their creativity, really. Dogs actually, they're kind of conduits for, like, if you put them in, if you put a dog in a very beautiful environment, it's going to come up with best building in the end of the day. Hang on, alright, we've got some, actually, there's some thoughts coming through right now. This is actually the dog's processing right now. I think we've got some constructive going through. We're going through the room. Just to see what's it's this little laughing picture. Yeah. It's a great eye for detail.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.